This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
The business terminology word of the day today is vertical integration. The industry of choice on this Thursday is movies. Fandango, the world's biggest online movie ticket seller, is continuing its push into all things movie-related. Last month, they bought MGo. That's a video on demand site. Now it has shelled out for Flixster, kind of a movie-related social network, and the movie review site Rotten Tomatoes. Marketplace's Adrian Hill reports.
10 years ago, Fandango was happy just selling us tickets.
We have your movie tickets. We are Fandango.
Now, says Fandango president Paul Yanover,
the vision of the company is provide people everything that you want to have a relationship with movies.
Buying a ticket, streaming a movie at home, and getting advice, sharing opinions.
People are researching entertainment just like they're researching what television or toaster to buy.
Rebecca Lieb is an independent media analyst. She says a tie-up between Fandango and Rotten Tomatoes takes away any friction. You read about a good movie and buy a ticket. But isn't there a conflict between a company like Fandango that wants to sell us tickets and a site like Rotten Tomatoes that aggregates movie reviews? Omar Akhtar is an analyst at Altimeter.
Well, it really does depend if you think that Fandango's evil or they have ambitions to not be evil.
An evil Fandango could try to skew movie ratings. A non-evil Fandango could capitalize on the credibility of Rotten Tomatoes and maybe make it easier to shell out $14 for a ticket. I put the question to Fandango's president, Paul Yanover.
We intend to operate Rotten Tomatoes as an independent brand, and the metaphor for us is like a news bureau inside a large media company.
Fandango, owned by Comcast, bought Rotten Tomatoes from Time Warner Inc.'s Warner Brothers. So Rotten Tomatoes is already used to dealing with a media conglomerate corporate overlord. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.